Amor and Tavagin. Toshma, Tosos Vinivza, Bien of Nimus, Zechiskiyo Melech Yehuda, Shegirat Somes of his Almita Shechavolim, that he dragged his father on Almita Shechavolim. He didn't give him COVID. The Mishum Yikor the Chai, if the Indian of the Hespid is to give Yikor, to give respect to the Chai, the person's alive, my time, how come Chiskiyo did this? He should like give respect to the people that are alive. Smor says, no, Kihekas the Heavenly Kapor, Levuah. He wanted his father to have a kapora. His father was a Rosha, and that's why he didn't have a mitzvah kibur avein. He wasn't oyster ma'is amcha, and his father needed a special kapora. Therefore, he dragged his father when he went to bury him on a stretcher that was made out of chavolim, stand out of strings. But he marched still with mishum kapora the avua, because to give his father kapora, ma'ashoyle li'koro di Yisrael, are you allowed to take away the respect given to Klai Yisrael? Like if the Inyan while we act nice to a mace is really for respect to Klai Yisrael, it's like to show Madich to a mace we act nice, for sure the Chai, a person that's alive, for sure you have to show respect. So it's like Yikor the Chai. Yisrael says yes, Yisrael fayil nichal hu de nichlu yikorai legabayu. That Klai Yisrael himself was also nicha, they should be moichal ze yikorah for Yechizkiel's father, they should have a kapor. Therefore, there's no proof. It could be the kavod hames we give is for the people alive, but here they were moichel. Toshima, omar lehen, this Rabbeinu HaKushlof Tzavor, that atis beduni v'ayoros, he died in Tzipori, and they buried him in Beis Shorim. They had to take him along. So left the Tzavor, do not masbid me in the small cities, only in the big cities. Now, v'yarmit yikorah, the chayat, the reason why we say aspeidim is for respect to the people alive. What's the difference if they say Hespedim even in a small city? They want to have respect to those people. And the Gemara to Sava, Rabbeinu Kodesh held, Yakru Be Yisrael Tfei. That even for you yourself, it's a bigger covenant if you make a bigger Levi, a bigger Hespedim. Like the more people come together, the bigger the Yikar will be, even for the Bnei Yisrael also. Tashma, we look like this. It says, Halinu Lichvoidoi. You're allowed to leave over the mace for his own respect, lechvoidu, to give him covered. Lehav, another case is, or else lehav v'loi arun, to bring him a coffin, for tachrichim, or else if you don't have the clothing ready, you're going to leave over the mace. Is eino over olav, you're not over the lav of leisolim. So my lav doesn't mean to say lechvoidu shameis, if you want to leave him over in order to give more respect to the mace, it's mutter. So as the alma, you see from here, yikor di abdilei, dilehu, that the respect we give a mace is for his sake, it's for the yokor of the mace, not for the chayim. It's more says loy, could be lechloid lechvoid shochay. Really means the ikar respect is for the people that are alive. Or mishum kvoid shochay is solid more sakasho, madat al mace. It's just because you want more respect to the people that are alive. Does that give you a heta to leave over the mace, to be over the lav? See, now to leave over the mace, you have a heta like that, the churim, it's not for the respect of the mace. You should not have this heter to do it. Mura says, yes, I'll tell you. In Kiyama Rachmona Loisola Nevelosi Alates, when does the Torah say this lav, not to leave the mace alone? Dumi Dutoli, only in a case like you let him stay hanging. The Yisbe Bizoyin, like it's an embarrassment to him. Avalhoka, but over here, Kiva the Lesbe Bizoyin, there's no embarrassment for the mace. If you leave him over not to make Levi until there'll be a lot of people there, Alei, then there's no Issa Halonis, there's no Issa Halon, leave over the mace. Like Rashi says, that when do we say with Nissa of Lesolin, that Kimishoye Le Letchuy Biyama, as if to say, I have no time for you now, I'm too busy, I don't want to take care of you. That's a laugh. By saying that you're leaving him over, not because you don't care about him, but other rabbi, you want to make it more respectful, then it's mutter, even though it'll only be for the chayim, that's also mutter. Toshma, it says, halino lichvoidoi, if you leave over the mace for his own respect, lishmoye olav ayoros, Rashi says, it means, k'moy v'yishma shor loshin asifa, that you're waiting for a lot of people to come together in the city to come to the levaya, whereas lehoviloi mikonim mace, we're waiting till the ladies come, that cry there by the levaya, that make music, whereas lehavili orin batachrichin, you're waiting for the coffin or for the clothing to come, ain't over love. You're not over the love of Lei Solom. Why? Shekol oisa. Anything you're doing now by leaving him over, ain't ele lechvoy de shemes. You're only doing it to give cover to the mace. So you see clearly, Lechura, that the respect we give is called cover to the mace. Samara says, no. Hozikom, this is what I meant to say. Koloisa lechvoid yeshochai. Anytime we do, even for the respect of the chai and the people that are alive, ain't by bizoyin the mace. That's not considered a bizoyin to the mace that we had before. The only time you have the lot of leisolin is if you're being mazazah the mace. As if to say, I don't care about you, I'm just leaving you over. But when you're doing it for a good purpose, then there's no lav of leisolim. Toshima, Rabbi Nosson Aimer, Simin Yofel Mace. What's a good sign for a mace? So, Kishen Ifroyim Imenu Liacha Misa. Liacha Misa. That when he gets punished, even after his death, Rashi says, Kishen Ifroyim Imenu Viyola Mazir, Liacha Misa. He eish like Kapor Bekach. He has a forgiveness for this. What's the case? Like Mace Shle Nispet. Let's say somebody died and they didn't say a statement for him. So that's called a kapara. Or else Shle Nikpa, they don't bury him. That's how he says, doesn't mean they don't bury him at all. Just means they don't bury him with all the covet, with a lot of people there. That's also a kapara for you. Oy Shechai Gorosa. Let's say a wild animal drags you. Oy Shehoyu Gishome Mezalfan Amitosai. But let's say it was raining when they were taking the coffin to be buried and rain came into the coffin. Zel simen lemeis, zel simen yofel lemeis. It's called the good simen for the meis, because you're having kapara now. So shema mitzvah, we have a proof that yikara the shivu. That doesn't mean to give respect to the meis, the levaya, that's beidin, that's all because of the meis itself. And therefore, when we take away his respect, he's having a kapara from it. So shema mitzvah, here is a proof. Rashi says, the ilav yikara the shivu, if it wasn't for the fact that the hesped is for the respect of the mace, amay mechapev b'zioinai. Why does he have any kapara if we hold back the respect? So what? It's not for his sake, it's for our sake. If he has a kapara, it's a proof that it was supposed to be for his sake. And now that we do not give him this respect, it's like a little punishment for him, and that's called the kapara for him. That's the maskana, that a hesped is yikara the mace. And therefore, we paskin, if a person leaves the tzavo before he goes, that he does not want any hesped him, it's tak also to give him a hesped. You're not allowed to give him a hesped. Since the hesped is for his sake, if he says he doesn't want it, you're not allowed to do it. Then the Mishnah says, Lohei Kofrin, that you're not allowed to bury a rosha near a mace, near a tzaddik. We do not bury the misa of Bezdin in a regular cemetery. The more of a kol kach lama, what's wrong with this? So lefi, the klal is, Shein Kovrim Rosh Reis Tzadik. We do not bury a Rosh near a Tzadik. The Yomer of Akram Chanina. Minayin, how do we know this? Shein Kovrim Rosh Reis Tzadik. How do we know you're not supposed to bury a Tzadik, a Rosh near a Tzadik? Shinemar says in the Pasuk in Malachim that Vayihi, Hein Kovrim Ish, they were burying somebody. He was a Rosh. Vine Rowes Agadud. They saw like an army coming and they got scared. So Yashlichu Es Ish, Bekevra Elisha. They threw him there, buried him right next to Elisha, where Elisha was buried. So the Maestu was, Vayigo Ish V'yatzmas Elisha, that this dead person touched the bones of Elisha. He was buried right next to him. And the Pasuk says, Vayichi, the person got up, like Elisha was Mechaya Mesir, because he didn't want this Rosh to be buried next to him. He says, get away from me. So he couldn't move, he was dead. So Elisha had to wake him up. So Elisha Mamish Vayichi, Elisha made him alive. Vayakum Aragla, he got up on his feet and he walked away. So you see from here that a tzaddik does not like or have a neighbor, a Rosha. He doesn't want a Rosha to be buried next to him. Rashi Vayechi Vayakum Araglov, Oyse Nikbar Novi Hashekeru, he was a Novi Hashekeru. Hanovi Asher, Heshiv as Eidor, Lechov Lishra, the Vayskel, Venasa, Venenish, and he got punished. So the Kitzah, Elisha did not want him to be buried next to him. So here's the proof that a tzaddik does not like a Rosha. Omle Rav Papa says no. Maybe after the mace doesn't make a difference. But over here, the Dilma Likuma, the reason why Elisha did this, he wanted to kind of this pasuk that said, "Vayihino pishnayim bruchacho elai." That when Eliyahu left, he told Elisha, "Ask what you want." So Elisha said, "Please give me twice as much as your koyach." Now Eliyahu was mechayim mason once time, so therefore Elisha had the curse to do it twice. Rashi says, "No pishnayim Eliyahu hechiyas the mace." Eliyo was Mechaya one mace. Voilel Elisha la'achye shnei mason. Elisha now had the power to be Mechaya two mason. Fu'ulay hechiel b'no shel shenamis. So far when Elisha was alive, he was only with Mechaya one mace, just the b'no shel shenamis. So he had to do this second time to be mekayim his koyach. So it's no proof maybe that a tzaddik does not want a rasha. He did it here to be mekayim his second power of mekayim meisim. Verse says, no, yochi, if so, if it was really mekayim meisim over here, haynu the Torah, that's what we learned here, it says al raglov, he got up on his feet. So we dash in omad, he stood up on his feet, that's all, like he just moved away and buried himself someplace else. But ulebeis leholach, he didn't make it home. He fainted and dropped right there. Kitzah, it's a proof that all they did here was just to remove him, that he shouldn't be buried next to him. So he was able to get him up and moved away, but he did not really go home. Since it was not really a tchias ha-meisim here, but rather it just proves the point that a tzaddik does not want a rasha to be buried next to him. For the Gemara Elis, so when the pasuk says Vayihinu Apishnayim Hechem Mishkakas Lo Tehechia, where do we see a second time that Elisha was Mechayim Esim? Omele Reb Yechanon Sheripa Tzoras Naman, that he healed up the Tzoras that Naman had. Shehi Shkula Kenes, a Mitzoras Tzidah like a Nes. So the fact he healed up the Nes, the Mitzoras, that's like a Tchiyat Mesim. To see the pasuk says by Miriam, that Moshe said, I'll not hear Kenes, and my sister should not be like a mace. Now, ukeshem shem kovrim rosha to tzaddik, the same way we don't bury a rosha next to a tzaddik, sakach en kovrim rosha chomor eitz a rosha kal. We do not bury a wicked rosha next to a simple rosha. So that's why in the basic forest they have two separate places, one for the misa sakal and one for the misa chamur of misa sreifa and skila. For tomorrow's soul, the list can arba kvaros. There should have been four special places in the batik in the Beis Cemetery. The Bezdin should have had four different places, one for the four different misos, each one separate. And the Gemara, Shnei Kvaros Gemara Gemirla. True, you're right, there should be four, but that's a Kabbalah that you only need two. Therefore, the least two, Chenek and Herig, is by one, and Sreif and Skila is by the second. Oma Ula, Om Rabbi Yechanan. If a Jew eats chalef, b'shaygig, so he's chayav to bring a korban. He ate chalef treifus, he's chayav to bring a korban. It's chayav korus. He has to bring a korban. The hifrish korban, he set aside a korban. But then the heimer dosai became like an apikorus, became a kofin Hashem. And the klal is when a person's heimer dosai, Rashi says, "Dein mekablin korban min amumrim." We do not accept the korban from a mumur. Like we learn masechta by the Zoro, that we dashin or gemara chulin miyamoritz prat lamumur b'shchidas chulin. We dashin, we cannot accept the korban from a mumur. So when the person's a mumur, his korban is like nidche. We can't use it. But now the case was v'chazaboy. Now the person did tshuva. So the shalak, could you use his korban still or not? The answer is no. Hayu v'nidche yidcha. Since at the time when he was a mumur. At that time, we would not accept his korban, therefore his korban is possible. And if we also learned like this, Amr Rabbi Yirmi, Amr Rabbi Huwa, Amr Rabbi Yechanan, Orchal Chalef, somebody eats Chalef, for his first korban, and he sets aside a korban, the Nishtato, then it becomes a Shaita, becomes a fool. So when he's a fool, he's also put him in a korban, he can't bring a korban for a Shaita. And now, V'choza V'nishtafe, now he became well again, so Lachor is, Hayo V'nitcha Yitcha. Since the korban was nitcha, can't be used, we don't use it anymore. We need both these two cases. The first case, because when a person became a mumur, he did it to himself. Therefore, he's like pushed the korban away, therefore we can't use it anymore. Over here, when it became a shaita, to memeil, it happened by itself. Maybe it's only like he's asleep. When a man goes to sleep at night also, we can't bring a korban. But that doesn't pass for the korban, because he could be woken up any time. Or like Samela here also, a shaita, since he didn't do it via dayim, maybe it would not be nitcha. Kamashlon, yes, still is nitcha. It's not dayim to sleeping. Sleeping, you can be woken up any time. Here, when you're sick and you became a fool, you can't become well any time. So therefore, it's a dichui. Now, the Yashvin Hachron, only said the second case of a fool, Mishum Diyem Biyodel Achzer. It's not up to him to make himself become well again. I will host him by a mumor. If the other lasso is in your hand to do tshuva, aimalai, maybe there's not called nitcha. Any second you could do tshuva, now the korban would be good. Tzricha. So that's why I need a vehicle to say the case two times, that in both these two cases the korban is nitcha,
And even though the lady becomes well or he does tshuva, he cannot use this korban. He has to bring another korban.
Now the Gemara says, Amar Rav Yosef, Afana Nar Metanina. We also learned like this. It says, Hoyubo Kochim, Kochim Mizbech. This is by Ir Hanidachas. The law is if you have the Ir Hanidachas that worship the Avodah Zarah, you have to burn out those city. Only the korbanos, the Kochim, will leave over. Let's say somebody had a Kochim Mizbech, a korban. You might still, you have to let it die. We can't use it. Kochim Bedekabait, let's say somebody owned Kochim that only has Kedushas Damim. You still will let it be redeemed, and the money goes to Egdish. Now, Bavina, but we have a question. How come it says here that the korban has to die? What if you have to let it die? And Rashi says, why? The Chur, because that you can't bring a korban of a Rasha. Even though they're only a korban adava, so really, even though the owner would die, still you could bring an adava. But here, since it was called the Zevach of a Rasha, since at that time when the Rishoyim, we cannot accept the korban, therefore the korban has to die. Now, the question is, we have a question, this korban has to die. Why? Because the owner is a Rasha, but keep the Iktol. Here we're talking about Ir HaNidachas, that Bezdin kills out those city. If so, once Bezdin kills out the owner, have Lu Kaporo. The Chura then, the person has a Kaporo, like he has a forgiveness. So now he's not a rusher anymore. And so, well, this Kula Gavaya. So now, why can't we use this carbon? It's a carbon oil, it's an adava. A carbon oil, bring it. The only reason calls the man, the owner is alive and he's a rusher. We can't bring the carbon of a rusher. But now the Lakuri, he has his Misa, he has a Kapara. So how come we can't bring the carbon now? Lav, isn't this the proof? We say, listen, at the time when he was a rusher, it was not fit to be brought. So since at that time it can't be brought, even though he would do tshuva later, still you cannot bring that korban. Rashi says, "Di mishum zevach rishoyim hakivu diikto hevelu kapora." The Chura, when he dies, he yatzes kapora. He's like a tzaddik now. So why can't we bring the korban? So Teretz said, "The svar hayo v'nitche yitche." That since at the time when he was in Russia, the korban would not be accepted. So shoyin is nitche; it can't be brought anymore. That's the proof, Rabbi Yechonon. Oh, Malay Abaye, Abaye said that, Misavrit meis mitech rishoy. Who said, Misavrit meis mitech rishoy? Hevelay kapara. Let's say somebody dies when he was in Russia. Who told you the fact that he dies? That itself is a kapara. Maybe meis mitech rishoy, but hevelay kapara. Maybe not. The person dies when he was in Russia, even though he dies, maybe it's not called a kapara. He's still in Russia. And I'll bring you proof of this. The Tani Rav Shmaya, Shmaya learned like this. Yochel, I would have thought to say, Afilo Pirshu Avoysa Midake Tzibur Yitzma. Let's say a Kohen. His father dies. So Lachar is, even though a Kohen can't touch a mace, but his own father, he's allowed to bury his father. Let's say his father is a Rosha. He was Pirish Midake Tzibur. Maybe still there's a mitzvah to bury him. Talmud Leimano, the Potek says, Bi Amov. That means, Bi Oysa Mais Amov. Only a father that's still doing mitzvahs. Mashenka, the father is a Rosha, his eyes not Oysa, my Samcha, you can't bury him. And the question is why? He died. So you're telling me now, any time a Rosha dies, he has a Kapora, so that after the father died, he has a Kapora, you should be able to bury him. So I answer you now, the difference. Kivon the Chiurcha Kamayis, they have a Kapora. Maybe there the father died normal death. If he died a normal death, there's no Kapora. But maybe over here, Kivon the Lav Kiyuchayu Mayis, maybe by the Anshi Yehonidachas. Here, since Bezdin went to kill them out, Hevelu Kapara. Maybe here it is called the Kapara. When Bezdin kills you, that's called the Kapara. Moshe Tata, bring you proof. The Chesed of the Pasuk of Tilmet says, Miz Mali Yosef Elokim Bo Goyim Nachos Secha Timo Secha Nachos Kod Secha Nosa Zidlas Ova Decha Lamaichu Lefa Yishmayim Besach Ha Decha Lechai Tiyoretz. It says, Besach Ha Tidecha, and it also says, Avodecha. So, my avodecha, my chasidecha. What's the two lishonos of an eved and a chosid? Lav doesn't mean to say chasidecha, chasidecha mamish. The tzaddikim. The tzaddikim were also killed then. Avodecha, what does that mean to say? Hanech de mechai v'dino. The chur avodecha means rishoyim. That had a chiv misa. The mikor before kiva, the yikdol, kor l'avodecha. That even though they were rushed before they were killed, but once they were killed, once Bezdin killed them, that's a kapara, and now they're called avodecha. So who you see, if Bezdin kills you, you do have a kapara.
So that's why it's a good raya from Anshi Yonidachas. That since Destin killed them, they have the kapora now, so how come we can't bring the korban? Well, it might have to be Hova Nitcha Yitcha.
Omulay Abaye said, Ni Kod Madin, can you bring a proof? Haruge Malchus, Haruge Bezdin, maybe it's a big difference. Less Pesik.